This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Good morning. As the Wisconsin legislature continues its last-minute work on the state's proposed biennial budget, the document that passes will have a significant impact on the climate for public education and school choice in this state. While that work goes on, the future of a proposed charter school in Milwaukee remains in question. The effort to create the so-called Milwaukee Excellence Charter School took a hit this spring when the proposal was tabled following a split vote by the MPS school board. The proposal has been a flashpoint for controversy for a variety of reasons, which reporter Jabril Faraj details in his piece in the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. He's with us in the studio to explain. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
The proposed Milwaukee Excellence Charter School would be a so-called non-instrumentality charter. Remind us what that distinction means.
So non-instrumentality means that you are not under the school board, essentially. A school would have its own governing board, which allows them then to hire teachers that are not part of the union.
Well, and so there are a number of people who support the idea of the school, but it is one man in particular whose dream this is, if you will. Tell us about the man behind the school. It's Maurice Thomas, right?
Maurice Thomas, yeah. Yes.
He is actually an MPS graduate, right?
He is. He graduated from Rufus King High School and spent some time down in Atlanta working for Teach for America. He was actually voted the Teach for America Teacher of the Year. That's a national award. And then he came up here and led the Milwaukee branch of Teach for America for a little while before doing a fellowship at an organization called Building Excellent Schools. And that's how he got to where he is right now.
Well, and so what distinguishes the Milwaukee Excellence Charter School as he envisions it?
Basically, what proponents of this school are saying is that children in the central city of Milwaukee need a little bit more, that oftentimes they're coming into school behind, even a couple grade levels behind, and that they need more time both within the school day, which this would make it a longer school day. They also envision a longer school year. So essentially they're saying that this would give them 300 more hours per school year than the average in MPS. That's more than the national average as well. And they're saying that's necessary to catch these kids up. They're focusing on math, reading, science and social studies, and really, really putting in some extra there.
Well, right. And the plan calls for it to be a 5th through 12th grade school. And there's a significance, they say, of starting in 5th grade, right?
Yeah. They essentially, you know, I think it was where they want to be at a certain point and where they want the students to be at a certain point. So they're saying that if you come in at 5th grade, even if you're behind a couple grade levels, we're going to be able to catch you up by the time you start high school. And I think that's what they were saying was important was you know, you need to be on track by then so we can have you ready for college.
Okay. So more hours in the school day, more days in the school year, focus on reading and math and other, you know, essentially basics. There's a lot of debate over the proposed school, and you write that much of it isn't so much focused on those particular academic goals, but more towards the school's proposed discipline policy. So what is at the center of that policy and why has it attracted such controversy?
Well, the discipline policy is not the only thing that's attracted controversy. Opponents were also saying that there wasn't enough music and arts instruction as well. And that was something that they were saying, we're not giving a well-rounded education. But yes, then they also pointed to the discipline policy and they essentially said that it's overly punitive.
It's like a demerit system essentially, right?
Well, but they're saying we're giving them consistency. We're giving them expectations. We're allowing them to make choices within that. And the opponents are saying, well, there might be a little too much discipline within that.
Well, and so do I understand that that Thomas and the other supporters actually revised the policy in order to make it more palatable, if you will?
They did, in a sense. Before the April 23rd vote by the school board, they added an addendum, which essentially said we're going to abide by the MPS rules and policies. But they also kept the original discipline policy that was in the original proposal, saying that that would be a code of conduct for the school. So it was essentially still in play, and I think this was one of the sources of controversy for the school board.
Now you mentioned the original vote on the proposed charter school. It was splits. So why might things be different now?
Well, this is one of the things that we're really not sure about.
There's a different makeup of the school board, for starters.
There is. There was an election right after that vote. Two of the members who voted for are no longer part of the board. And as I noted in the article, one of the members who had been elected has a long history of opposing non-instrumentality charter schools. You know, the other thing is that we really have to look at this proposal in context of what's happening in the state in terms of education and the position that the board finds themselves in based off of what's going on in Madison.
So and what the position the board finds itself in is dealing with a legislature that is more receptive to charter schools.
Yes, in a sense. I believe it was the 19th of May they actually approved this plan to give the county executive power to appoint a director essentially who could turn failing MPS schools into charter schools. That's really what we're looking at.
In your estimation, how much of this debate is about this proposed particular charter school, Milwaukee Excellence Charter School, and how much is wrapped up in the larger controversy over the place of charters in MPS?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think when we look at this school, I think everyone wants better schools in Milwaukee. I think the question is, what are those schools going to look like? And what I heard from opponents of this plan was that this type of school would not be considered in a Whitefish Bay, in a Shorewood, and that the real issues were symptoms stemming from poverty and lack of employment in the city. Now, again, the proponents are saying, well, this is something we need given those conditions. It's a complicated question.
Well, and is it oversimplifying things to say the opponents really are saying that the supporters believe this is kind of a magic bullet, if you will, and that it's just not as easy as they think?
Maybe a little bit of that. I would say more of a Band-Aid. That was kind of the way that it was described to me, that there are more complicated issues that we're dealing with. Board member Miller said to me, he said, we know what works in terms of education, and really harping on that, the arts and music piece and giving kids a well-rounded, enriched education. He said, we know what works. And you know, I think we can see when we look at districts like Whitefish Bay and Shorewood that they're not struggling educating their kids. They just have more money to do it.
Well, and I gather Maurice Thomas has some other possibilities he's looking at to make this work in the event that this proposal is rejected by MPS. They're looking towards UWM, for example.
Yes. They did go to UWM and earlier in the year and submitted a 20-page kind of pre-proposal, which was accepted by UWM, but there would need to be a full proposal seen by their board, and that would need to be accepted. And I believe that's in August that the deadline for that is.
Well, to be continued. Jabril Farage, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jabril Farage is a reporter with the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You'll find a link to his article about the proposed Milwaukee Excellence Charter School from WUWM.com.